getting back to football, getting ready for the last week. And as I told the players, our focus, total focus, is on finishing strong like we've been talking about for 6 weeks, and that's even with one game to go. And I think we'll have that kind of finish. We got those kind of guys. I mean, they've been that way all year, and I think they know what happened last time Tennessee, got beat like they did against the Packers, against the Bears. They came back and really put a number on the Dolphins. So I think this will be a really tough game, a dogfight of a game, I think, on both sides, because you'd like to end this year on a strong note. We'd like to end it at least being 500 in the division. And we just like to have something positive to finish with, which we haven't had a whole lot of this whole year. So that's important.
You fired a couple guys on Monday, but not Uche. Has he passed his test yet?
He just took it today, and he failed it today. He'll take it again Friday morning. So he's not ruled out as of yet.
Ballas taken first team?
Yes.
Update on Jones Drew?
Ran this morning. He's probably better than he's been, but I'd still say questionable for the game. Probably not going to be out there doing any of the individual drills like we'd hoped, but, I mean, whether it's for next year or whatever it is, he's better than he's been.
How do you replace Schultz?
How do I replace
him?
Well, we're going to – we had a couple of young guys out there. Tony Clemens is going to be out there. Darrell Jackson, Mike Brown, Jordan Shipley. A number of them are going to line up out there, but it'll be hard to replace what Cecil's brought to our team this year with his big plays and his threat of stretching the field. So it'll be hard. We're going to have some young guys that are going to have to make some plays, and for some, it'll be some of the few times they've gotten a chance to play or even had a ball thrown to them in the NFL. So when their time is called, they need to step up and make a play and make a big impression.
It looked like Chad has some level of confidence or trust in Clemens based on throwing to him on third down, fourth down, fourth quarter stuff last week. Are you seeing that too? Does there seem to be some comfort level, or was that just simply a matter of the guy was open, that was the read?
Well, he just felt like, the one was a late, the one we caught on fourth and 10 was a great play by Chad and Tony, but the one down at the end of the game there, we're trying to get those last two plays. He saw a flash of Tony on this, basically a post, and didn't put it on him, but it's really progression is going to take him to whoever wins and whoever the coverage tells him to throw it to. So it's going to be up to these guys, and again, playing probably a lot of man like they do, especially on third down, of having to win.
Has Henny taken his full advantage of the opportunity to get in line for next year as he thought he would, or has he missed too many plays?
No, I think that's something that we'll make a decision when we look back in all these games. And you guys all know we do this, but we go back and we look at every play of the year, and we look at every player on every play, and we, because Mondays, you think you see everything, but you really, until you sit down there and digest it and really evaluate the play, and then you put all those same plays together called cut-ups, so you're going to see, did he really miss this, or did he miss it over and over and over? That's not just him. I'm talking about all the players. Then it'll be a fairer evaluation, but we'll do that before he's made some throws, and there's been some he hadn't, and so has Blaine, same thing. So those are all things we'll evaluate when the year's over with.
How surprised you if you've gone through a ton of running backs, that's probably unheard of, that really couldn't get on track? Is it just a combination of factors that really prevented that?
Well, there's a lot of things. It's been we've had a constant rotation going on up front. We missed Greg Jones there for a number of games. That's a big thing in the run game. for us, especially when he's in there and or not in there. And you know, we've just tried to get it established and just have not had. And some of these games we've gotten behind, so we've gotten away from it from a little bit. But no, that's not going to go away as long as that's a big emphasis for us.
Has Montel told you enough to think that his role as a running back at some level needs to be increased, even if it takes away from how much he can do on special teams?
I think if he's he definitely is in the depth chart now of the running backs. I'm going to tell. He's probably going to miss a chance at a Pro Bowl shot as a special teams player because of what he's done for us offensively. And I don't think if he's not the feature guy, he can resume that role, but he would play a bigger role running the ball now that you've got a chance to see him do that, because I've been impressed with the way he's run the ball. I mean, it's not like you're losing a lot. I mean, he's done a great job in protections. He steps up and he will take on blitzers. So his role can be more next year. I think wherever you line him up, he's pretty darn good. He's very productive.
So is that a decision about how much of an impact does one guy make on special teams versus how much does one guy make on?
No, I mean, if he's not starting, and really some starters are starting on special teams, even until Greg Jones got hurt. No one ever talks about – we talked about how Greg – we miss him as a fullback. But, Greg was on our punt team, and the punt team is obviously a critical phase in the special teams. Well, Greg hasn't taken a snap on punt team since the injury. So we've had a constant rotation going on out there where Greg is really good about being on the punt team and covering and protecting and understanding the scheme. But we haven't had him in there because we really can't put him in a position to maybe hurt himself even further.
I'm going to tell for a second. How much of a load offensively can you take snap-wise?
I don't think you want to.
You can stay on special teams.
I think it's based on the number of special teams you're talking about. If you want to kick off or punt, you think you have to be careful. Like we've been, we've taken him off some of those things. We've taken him off even punt. He started it last week. We went to stand back. Just whenever we felt like he needed a blow, we took him off all the special teams.
Like you mentioned the Pro Bowl, 2-13, you don't expect to get a lot of Pro Bowlers. But anybody maybe stand out, and do you think Brian Anger has a chance here, an outside shot as a rookie punter?
I would think he would. He's been impressive for a rookie punter. I mean, I think, like I said, he's been really impressive. yeah, I think he'd have a chance. It just depends on how people
are. The one guy maybe you think might.
Yeah, I'd probably say that just based on where we are with our record and being around the league and knowing how that all correlates with the record.
Do people understand the type of season he's having?
Probably not. Probably not.
Why?
Well, I don't know how much it's talked about, but he has done a lot of. He's done basically what we drafted him to do: change the field position, pin opponents back, get us out of bad field position. I mean, he's done a lot of things. That a rookie, I haven't seen a rookie punter, a lot of punters do, but the one thing that he's been doing is there's a lot of guys that can outkick their coverage. I don't feel like he does that because we got some guys outside like the Blakes that can go down there and cover. His hang time with the length of the kick is what's been impressive about it. We can cover his kicks, and that's hard to, that's something that's special in this league.
What's your assessment so far of Shipley?
He's getting better in our system in the slot. He made some plays last week down the middle that, those are the kind of things you need a guy, an inside guy, to do. I think there's still room for improvement from him, but I think it'd be nice to have him around for an off season and let him work with the quarterbacks and work within the system. A lot of things we do they did not do in Cincinnati and or Texas, so some of it's new to him.
How much of a for some of these guys that are getting a shot, I mean, just get a chance on tape in this game. How big, the obvious question is, what are you guys playing for? But to me, for a lot of those guys, that would be an opportunity there. Is that the way they take it? Is that a message at all?
Oh, I think it's a big opportunity. I do. I think I know it's important for everybody, but it But for those guys, I think they think this will bring me back for sure. Because I mean, we're evaluating them all the time. But these guys that you have nothing to go off of, but maybe one game or a number of plays, you got to base a lot of things on those number of plays. So again, a lot of that too, I go back to my experiences too. That when we were, I don't know if we were 3-12 or 2-13. I'm not sure what year it was with the Vikings. You know, the starter didn't start. I got a chance to play, and it was the last game of the year against Green Bay, and had a productive game. And that, I don't know if that kicked it off that I, you know, they felt had confidence in me. But I'm glad I got that chance to play in that game. I started and played the whole game, so which I hadn't done the whole year. That made a difference, I think.
When you and Jerry talked to Black next week, what's going to be the emphasis for him once he gets back training?
Well, I think I'd like to have him around here for sure. There's the little things that he can do when it's not such a grind of having to hurry up and put a game plan in, and it's just getting back to like the OTA practices and where it's going to be a little more hands-on. Now you can sit and watch film with them. Actually, you can't. I take that back. Not until April 15th can you actually spend time with them. So, and that starts the Monday, this next Monday, as soon as the game's over with. We can have a year-end meeting, but we can't talk about football up until April again. So we're going to give them things to work on prior to have those guys leaving, and then hopefully they do it because we won't know that till they get back.
Is the main thing for Justin the next step is consistency?
I think that will come, especially getting into a system the second year, understanding what we're trying to accomplish in all the routes, how we're moving them around different places. The formation, all the things where it's not thinking all the time, okay, here's a formation. Here, I mean, we've had so many personnel groupings based on so many different personnel that, you know, when we're trying to get guys into position, different positions, and immediately, first of all, you have to hear the personnel grouping, and then that puts you at a specific position, and then you have to go the position in this formation. I mean, there's a lot that's going into it that he has to think about and then go out there and actually execute the play. So the better he's getting that down and studying, but those are things those guys are going to have to do on their own until we get them back in April.
You can't. Are they allowed in the building to rehab?
Yes, they can come in the building and rehab.
Watch stuff on their own.
On their own, yes.
But the first OT, like before, it used to be March, but now it's OT is April.
April 15th starts phase one, and that's with the that's just with the strength staff. That's not. Yes. Yes.
Does having a really high draft pick mean anything? And at what point do you start looking at that?
We'll start looking pretty soon. As soon as the season's over with, we're going to get pretty much in. We're going to take some time off and then dig right into it.
Is it a good and bad thing to have?
It depends on if you get some good picks. I mean, it's not just the first pick or the second pick or the third pick of the first round. That's the pick of all the rounds. That's the advantage of – you don't want to be in this position. Just like we didn't want to be in that position in Atlanta when we drafted Matt Ryan. But, you know, if you do pick up the right guy, it can make a huge difference for you to get you out of that position. But you really don't want to be in that position a lot. It's not good.
Babin, you've had him for a month now. You sort of, I guess that's allowed you to get a head start on rebuilding that line. Can you already tell what this line may look like with him here for a full offseason and training camp, and how that could impact the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, he's been an impact already, I think, for our team, for our defense, our locker room, everything. Like I said, when he came in here, he said, "I hope you don't mind how I practice. It's just like I play in the game." And I know he just mentioned to the Tennessee media about the culture we're trying to create here, how he fits into it. And he does. That's how we want to practice. That's how we want to play. That's the kind of the mentality we want to have. And I think other guys will feed off of that.
You really praised your coaching staff on Monday. about the work they've done, keeping everybody together and motivated and whatnot. There's a, I guess there's a thought that some of the assistant coaches might be part of the problem. Where do you stand on your staff? Do you anticipate these all of them coming back next season? Are you considering changes? That kind of stuff.
That's just like the players. We'll do an evaluation afterwards. Wherever that came from, out of left field, I don't know. Don't know where that came from, but no, I'm pretty pleased with the effort our guys.
When the team's 2-13, you have a lot of people with fingers.
Yeah.
And up all over the place.
So. Sure. I'll have an evaluation once we're going to all take some time off, not let the emotions of immediately make some decisions right afterwards, but they'll be all evaluated.
Along those same lines, you said it seems like almost every week, even with the losses, how proud you are that group in there and things of that nature. And even the guys in there saying it's just a super group of guys. Why? I mean, is it a different makeup than what you've experienced?
I was on a team not too long ago. I was coaching the tight ends for the Dolphins. We were 1-15. And I can tell you it was a totally different atmosphere than it is here. Starting Monday through Sunday, it was different. And our chances of winning down there were not good on Sundays when we stepped on the field, as they are here, for a variety of reasons. But number one thing is just the way these guys have come into work every week trying to prep and get ready for the games, even after tough losses. I mean, some of these losses, some of these overtime losses, some of these losses to the Texans and to the Packers and this one, these are very hard to get teams to come back in here and want to go back to work and get – I mean, it's a hard thing. It's just mentally, these guys have responded. And so not proud about the losses, obviously, like I told them this morning, the one thing it has shown is we're closer than most think against anybody. And the other thing that we've shown is what I told them the first time I stood up there. If you play with that kind of effort and that kind of drive like we came out with, we have a chance to win every week. And that's what we've had. But it starts with those guys in that locker room and those guys in that coaching staff locker room, same guys.
How important is it to find some offensive line stability moving forward?
Very. I mean, that's the group that runs the offense. I mean, it starts up front. Everything we do, running the ball, protecting the quarterback, it starts up there. So we got to firm that up. We got to get a group together, which is hard to do. Keep everybody healthy. But again, that's part of what we'll address it when the season's over with it. All the positions, but we just need to get a group up there that we can keep together. I've always felt that way about the offensive line with an offense. It can, how important it is with everything.